Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, limited cash cattle trade starting to develop yesterday, but the focus on higher price levels was sparking some expectations of further support as the week continues. Light trade took place across the South at about a 97 to 97.50. Really didn't see much activity at all here in our part of the country. That was generally $1 to $2 higher than last week's levels. Although there still seems to be quite a bit of trade yet to develop, these price levels and a firming market trend will likely go a long way in driving prices higher through the end of July. Futures trades expected higher as follow-through buyer support is steadily moving back into the market. The hog futures expected mixed and sluggish morning trade today, although daily slaughter expectations continue to hover around the $475,000 level day after day. The amount of revisions is slightly concerning as revised slaughter numbers in the hog market seem to be a daily occurrence. A combination of labor and mechanical issues at plants adds up to lower production, but the fact that early estimates of production seem to be rather aggressive day after day could have more to do with the need for revisions than reductions in plant expectations. On the grains, Kansas City wheat trading about 6.5 cents higher early this morning, turning higher just in time to avoid another challenge of the contract low at 423¾. USDA expects a lower ending surplus of hard red winter wheat in 2021, so another new contract low is not necessary, but wheat prices in general have been under pressure with no bullish events taking place globally for wheat. December corn is unchanged early today, a quiet start after starting the week about a nickel lower related to USDA's higher corn crop ratings Monday. Wednesday's weather map shows scattered showers in South Dakota and Oklahoma with a chance for flooding in Oklahoma. November soybeans are trading down a half penny early today, also showing a quiet start after dropping 12.25 cents yesterday. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Livestock futures, August live cattle up 47 cents yesterday, $100.90. October up 117 at 105. August feeder cattle up 135, 140.70. September up 167, 141.30. And August hogs down 35 cents, 54.20. October down 2 cents at 50.72. Kansas City wheat, September down 2¾, 436¾. December down 3 cents at 447.5. Chicago wheat, September down 4¼, 523.5. December is down 4.5 cents at 530¼. September corn down 5 cents, 320. December is down 4.5 cents, 330. August soybeans down 9¾ cents yesterday, 896¾. September down 11 cents, 888¾. December cotton down 5 cents, 6111.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.